Thank you very much. Today is the last day of the financial year, which of course marks the start now of cuts in government spending and the changes to tax and benefits that were announced in George Osborne's budget review last year. The personal allowance for tax will rise, but so too will national insurance. More people will pay higher rate tax, benefit increases won't be as generous, child benefit will be frozen, and inflation's rising faster than average pay growth. Between now and Christmas, we're going to be following three families to track how they're affected by these changes. They all earn between £12,000 and £48,000, which, depending on how many children they've got, makes them low to middle earners, or part of the so-called squeezed middle. Our reporter Charlotte Ashton has been to Sutton Coldfield in Birmingham to meet our second family.
Do you want sausages? Or do you want fish fingers?
Fingers.
Fish fingers, OK. Fish fingers are quite a winner in this house.
32-year-old Emma Trappett prepares dinner for her 2.5-year-old twin daughters, Sienna and Jessica.
I give them carrot and potato waffles because it's got hidden vegetables in it. And then they'll have frozen vegetables tonight, purely because I haven't got anything fresh in. I mean, even though we went to the supermarket earlier, because it's getting towards the end of Darren's payday, I have to buy purely what is essential.
If food continues to get more expensive, do you worry how you'll cope?
Yeah, I mean, because the way I see it when I'm actually doing the grocery shopping is the cheaper things are always the things that aren't the healthiest. I mean, sort of, if you buy fillets of fish, you could buy two fillets for, say, £4. But, I mean, if you buy a box of fish fingers, they're only £2. Yes, they've still got fish inside and that sort of thing, but it's not the same as having an actual fillet of fish. You don't get all of that goodness and all of the leanness and that sort of thing, but you don't really have a choice. You know, when paydays first come, it's like, yeah, thank goodness. And then sort of, I must admit, last month we did get very short on toilet paper, so that was a bit of a problem. But don't worry, we didn't run out of toilet paper, we did get some more. So
I'd never go to the pub after work or anything like that. I'm not one of those people. I like to get home, so yeah. Get greeted by the girls shouting at me and saying hello, Daddy, and then usually sit down and play with them for a bit. And
Emma's husband, 34-year-old Darren, is a senior train conductor. Emma doesn't work because her earnings wouldn't cover the cost of childcare.
It's really frustrating and it's very demoralising as well. You know, you sort of, I've got a good brain, I would like to use it. I don't want it to turn into baby mush and just, you know, talk about nothing except for children. But there's just not really enough help out there, you know, for people to do it who are in my... As you can see, I'm in high demand here.
Darren and Emma are about smack bang in the middle of the low to middle income group. Darren earns about £32,000, including overtime. And with tax credits and benefits, their income is about £35,000 for the household as a whole.
Catherine Green works for the Resolution Foundation, an independent think tank set up to raise awareness about the issues facing low to middle income earners.
The rising cost of living is something that's being felt by all of the families that we've talked to. That's probably not going to change over the coming year. At the minute, the rate of inflation is again predicted to be greater than the rate of pay growth. Unless Darren gets a pay increase at work, then it's very likely their cost of living will continue to outstrip growth in their pay.
Between now and Christmas, Catherine and her team will be monitoring Darren and Emma's finances.
Darren and Emma will benefit from the increase in the personal tax allowance, which is due to start from this month. That's going up by £1,000. And they will also continue to benefit as the personal allowance is also increased again next year. But they will also have to pay more in national insurance contributions from this month. For this year, Darren and Emma look like they will continue to get about the same level of tax credits. So the key issue for them will be again be what their costs of living are and whether they rise.
Darren and Emma have to budget tightly because thanks to their complicated financial past, they can't get credit. By 2006, they had 100% mortgage and £20,000 worth of credit card debts. But then Emma was made redundant, they fell behind with the repayments and had to declare themselves bankrupt.
It was a very eventful year and we lost our cat as well, which was absolutely gutting at the time, so... Yeah, and that was just before we had our daughter. So what's happened in the past with us, we're a lot more sensible now with money than we've ever been.
Darren already works a 50-hour week with overtime. So what's the plan if the cost of living does rise in the coming months?
It's always a worry because you want to give your kids the best in life. So, you know, and if it means me having to do more overtime if I can, then I will to increase our standard of living.
Are you tired?